Welcome to The Anxious ADHDer, a podcast for brains that don't always play by the rules.
I'm Jess, and today we are diving into something that many of us experience, but we don't always talk about, and that is the nagging inner voice that tells us we're just not enough. But here's the twist. We're going to personify the F out of it. Yeah, we're going to name it. So grab your favourite beverage, get comfy, get your jammies on, and let's explore how naming that inner critic can help us take back control. A couple of days ago, I had a little bit of an anxiety attack because, shock horror, I've got ADHD anxiety. Yeah, I know, right? Podcast gives it away. I had like a bit of an intense deadline right at work. And then that voice crept in and was like, hey, you're not going to finish this. You're going to fail. And I was like, oi, sorry, mate, what are you saying? The more I tried to push through that voice and try and convince myself it wasn't the case, the louder it got. It's not about trying to push it away or convince you otherwise. You've got to just try and separate it from yourself. So that's when I thought, I don't have to listen, but I can acknowledge it and just laugh because it's being friggin' absurd right now. And then just like move forward with what I'm doing. And naming that voice, it doesn't make it disappear, but it gives me the power to not let it control me. And that's what we're going to explore today, how naming your inner critic, it can be a game changer. The longest time I actually thought the voice was me, but then you know what, something, it clicked, and that voice wasn't me. Yeah, of course it was a part of me, obviously it was coming from my head, but it wasn't the whole me. It was just like a character, right? A character in my head playing a role and saying things that weren't true, just a mean character. And I'd just come to accept that as the truth. So that's when I decided to name the little bitch. And you know, naming isn't about giving it power, giving the voice power. It's about taking the power away, really. It was kind of about saying like, hey, mate, you're not me. You're just some random voice, some little person trying to get up in my grill and ruin my best life. And you know what? I don't actually have to listen to you. So what did Muggins call her name? Yeah, I called it Voldemort, goddammit. I have a couple of other attenders. Little bitch was high on my list, but I thought, as a Harry Potter nerd, he who must not be named, I'm naming him, and I'm naming him Voldemort, or Voldy, you know. Voldy is a bit more casual. And you know what? It's kind of good. I'm quite happy with it. Voldemort is like a dark force. And I couldn't even acknowledge him before, but now I am. And once I named him, I can like distinguish now what Voldemort's saying and what's actually real. So if that uncertainty creeps in, there's a power play or something where I think I'm feeling this, it might be true, it might not be true. The irrational part of my brain comes in, just about separating that and being like, no, this is my irrational thoughts. This is Voldemort getting all like bitchy and like catty, you know, stop being so mean. Let me just do what I'm doing. It became easier to separate myself from it. It wasn't me saying those things. It was just this character, this voice trying to protect me. And I was just trying to protect myself from its like BS, basically. It's early days, but I now know that naming it has given me the distance that I need to challenge it, to question it, and ultimately to just tell it to shut the F up. So now when I hear the voice, I'm just like, thanks for your input, Voldy, son. But you know what? I've got this. And more often than not, that voice just kind of goes. So, ladies and gentlemen, my anxiety, ADHD kings and queens, if you're struggling with that inner critic, just try friggin' naming it. Like, give it a face, a name, a personality. Make it something that is separate from you. Because once you do, once I've given it a name, it's not all powerful force, it seems to be. It's just voice, right? And I have power over the voice, and I am choosing to ignore it. Let's talk about why this inner critic, why Voldemort, Voldy can be so powerful, especially for those of us with ADHD and anxiety. The voice, it amplifies ADHD struggles. With the negative self-talk, it can worsen like emotional regulation and just decrease focus, and also intensifying the ADHD symptoms, which is not ideal. You know, erode self-esteem. I always say that I am my own worst boss when it comes to work. I'm the one who's constantly criticizing, and I am probably the most unkind person to myself by far. The constant criticism leads to definite plummet in self-esteem. And you know what? And that makes it harder to take risks or, you know, put yourself out there, really. And that voice often leads to up and down mood swings and just a heightened emotional response. And that's really common in ADHD. It gives you that need to prove that you're worth. can result in perfectionist tendencies. When I'm working and I feel like I'm not good enough in my work, I tend to just go overboard and I really try and focus and make myself better, burn myself out just because I'm trying to prove a point to myself. And that's not great, is it? Because girls got to sleep, you know? All work, no play, not ideal. It feels like anxiety and also depression because, I mean, persistent negative self-talk, obviously, it increases stress and then just lowers any chance of achieving any sort of success. And it's not great, really. But by understanding these impacts, it really is just the first step in taking back control. And once you recognize how this voice affects you, you can really begin to challenge it. All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty, the nooks and crannies, the practical ways to deal with the voice, with Voldemort, the inner critic, so to speak. What are you going to do? You should get a pause and label. When you hear that voice, be like, that's Voldemort again, being all bitchy. Simple acknowledgement creates distance, reduces power. Friggin' brilliant. You've got to challenge the thought. Ask yourself, is that thought based on facts or assumptions? And often it isn't really. It's just exaggerated or unfounded. So by questioning, you can weaken their impact. Frame the narrative. So instead of internalizing all this criticism, you've got to respond with kindness. For example, say, I understand what you're trying to say, mate, but I don't need this right now. Please, I really don't. Also, you got yourself pen and paper, because often when the voice calms, it's kind of good to like write it down and be like, oh, what's happened? Why is Voldy calm? What has caused this? So by doing this, what my therapist has said, what I've heard from like Mother Google, et cetera, et cetera. When you're writing it down, you can kind of identify what recurring themes there are and how to stop it from happening, basically. And finally, you just got to be kind to yourself. You just got to be compassionate, be nice to yourself. And that can obviously reduce anxiety, certainly counter depression, and especially the neurospices out there, the people with ADHD. So you got to remember, these strategies, though, they take time and practice. It's early days for me, but I'm feeling like this is a really good step to do. And what I'm trying to do, and what I think that everyone should do really, is just try and be patient. You're not going to suddenly snap and be like, everything's fine. These sort of things, they take a while, especially when you're new to it. And I mean, I've not been diagnosed with anxiety for that long, but I feel like what I am trying to do, learn all about it, instead of blocking it out or accepting it as something that I have or truth, just try and learn it, find out as much about it, name it, because the more you know about something, certainly what I find, the less scary it is. So remember these strategies, take time and practice, because practice, it makes perfect. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, naming your inner voice, your inner critic. It could be a really freaking powerful tool in managing ADHD and anxiety. It's all about just creating that distance between yourself and that critical voice. And by that, you can really take back control and just start living your better life, your most authentic self. I literally did a hair flick there. You didn't see it, but I did. Try it out. I'll tell you how I'm going with it as well. Name your inner critic. Do it. And just observe how it shows up. Challenge its messages. And obviously, most important, this is to me as well, please be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself, Jess. So if you found this episode helpful at all, please share it with someone who might benefit. Don't forget to subscribe. And I will see you next time.